Welcome back to The Extra Yard. I'm Chris DiStefano. This is Giannis Pappas. We are the History Hyenas, and we are both transgender Eskimos.
Yeah, that's what we are today. And that's just today.
And that's okay, and you can laugh at that, and I understand that, but that's what we identify as today, yeah. And there's nothing that you can really say against that, because right now I'm feeling like a transgender Eskimo. I want to tuck my dick back and put a Klondike up my ass.
And that's what he wants to do, and you guys laughing at us? That's, you know, I don't know if you're doing that to punch down or punch up.
No, I'm laughing with you.
Okay, go.
Yeah, I laughed at Alaska.
Just don't punch down.
Because no mistake, we have on a couple of cute sweaters.
We do.
Yeah, you guys do. And you guys are kind of matching, too. This one's more like, you know, knitted. It looks like someone's grandma made it. This one is like you bought at J. Crew.
I bought it at Banana Republic, 10% off.
Yeah, we look like backup dancers for a rapper or something. Remember they always had matching outfits?
They did.
Yeah, they did. You guys look like a Christmas card.
And you guys are matchy-matchy, too, both in black.
What is this?
I like every time we do a podcast together, we look like versions of ourselves.
Yeah, that's what it is. What's going on? I just posted on
the
Santa Gato Studios story that I'm convinced Giannis is my biological father.
It looks probably true.
It could happen.
How old are you?
I'm 30. So yeah.
So I would have had to have you at I wouldn't have had cum in my dick yet, but
I think you would have had cum.
14.
No, I was 14.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was coming at 14.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could come till about 15.
When did you lose it?
That's late. That's not normal.
That's not normal.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's a late developing body.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. I think 14 I was doing that. You know, like,
you were coming at 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you were shooting glue. Your eighth grade fucking, high school.
Yeah, I was fucking high school. At 14.
Yeah.
Mine was 18.
You kids these days.
Yeah.
First girl I had sex with, black, nice, hot, half black, half Jamaican, half Italian girl.
Yeah. First girl I had sex with was half black and half white.
Yeah, no, they're the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember we had sex, and I swear she came to my house and she had on a do-rag. I'm not lying.
Nice.
She had on a do-rag and she loved playing basketball. And she was hot.
Was she a guy?
She might have been a guy. And we had sex. She asked if my mom was home, and I said no. And then she asked me to get her some apple juice. I guess that's what turned her on.
Yeah.
And then we had sex, and I got like 3 or 4 pumps, and it was bad, man. Like, it was really, really bad.
It was a quick thing.
Quick. She had already had sex, so I was already like really insecure about that. And my emotions tipped. I remember I went in the bathroom. I started like tearing up. I had a lot of Catholic guilt. I felt like I disrespected my mother.
Yeah.
And then I remember we hung out for like another 2 times, and then it was over.
Did she keep the do-rag on during the sexual act?
She kept the do-rag on during sex, and she just had a sports bra on.
So you couldn't pull her hair. You just had to put your hand on her head.
Yeah. No.
It was like you were fucking Kenny Smith.
And I remember.
It's very Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. And I'll never forget, I remember, like, for background noise, I put on Ace Ventura When Nature Calls VHS in my room.
That's what everyone wants to have sex to, Ace Ventura.
Have you ever, like, you know when you're having sex, though, and there is something on the TV, and you kind of chuckle at it, and it's kind of awkward for a second?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm actually listening to the TV while I'm having sex right now.
Yeah.
Because I've also gotten head, and my fiance is like, watch TV while she does it.
Yeah.
And a part of me feels a certain way about it, but then I'm just like, eh, it's all right.
That's what you call relationship.
Let her have a good time.
Yeah. Let her catch up on the fucking, what's that fucking stupid show?
What?
Downton Abbey.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Never seen that either.
It's terrible.
I have seen The Crown.
It's old white women talking about being rich.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's real relationship sex if you're like watching TV while you're doing it.
Yeah, I don't. I used
it's like
to,
I've done this a million times. Let me put Friends on in the background.
I used to get some pleasure out of this. I used to take it so personally. Yeah. I'm like, well, my dick's not good enough for you.
Yeah. It's not entertaining.
It's not, you don't like this. And then I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah,
I understand.
It's not a karaoke microphone. Like, it's just your penis.
Yeah, it's just my dick.
Which is probably not great to begin with. Let's be honest.
And I just got over chlamydia.
No, oh,
nice,
fellas.
Nice.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
All the dick talk brought up your chlamydia.
Yeah, it's good. I'm clear, but I've been celibate.
So
the
you're
last
admitting
month.
It? Is that so? You're admitting it publicly that it was.
Why
chlamydia.
Not?
Yeah.
It
why
doesn't
not?
Matter.
It doesn't matter.
This
is what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this your first bout?
Oh
first
no.
Bout?
First bout of chlamydia. Second.
No.
Second. Yeah. But I got the 6 years ago. I got it, and then
which is by the way amazing. That he only got it twice?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said chlamydia was amazing. I was just like...
How was that?
We had Jeff Dye on our podcast, the great Jeff Dye, shout him out, and he told us he has chlamydia like 4 or 5 times, and it's just wild.
That's legendary.
Yeah. It's legendary. He puts up numbers.
I've had it 0 times.
Yeah.
I want to go on record and say that.
I'm going to go 0, too.
That's zero, but that's like hosting SNL like 7 times. Like, you get chlamydia, you're a legend.
I'm impressed.
When you do it once,
it's like, okay, kind of whatever. But when you get it 6 times, it's like, it's pretty nice.
Here's the thing. You guys may have had it, but your immune system killed it. I have a little weak baby bitch immune system that can't kill it.
Yeah, your immune system's a little bitch.
It's a little bitch.
I want to spank that little bitch.
Yeah.
It is. You get sick all the time. You look like a strong kid, but the thing is, your immune system's a little fucking... FF.
It's what it is.
His face is just filling up with blood.
Yeah.
That's a great way to describe your immune system. It's a little bitch.
It's a little bitch, and it's a great way to just describe you as a person. You're a little bitch.
I'm a little bitch.
I want to get on something, though, because we were on their podcast, History Hyenas. You guys should go check that out on YouTube. But
guys, you're flexing your biceps, and I'm going pewing. Just FYI. Sorry.
You're going to get kissed on the mouth.
Yeah, I told you last time I kissed you on the lips, and now that I'm celibate for a month and I'm chlamydia-free, I'm a little backed up, and I got some juice in my balls, and it could get on your nipples real quick.
Well, here's the thing. That's what I wanted to talk about, because we found out on that podcast that apparently you're only shooting gigantic loads, and you can't can't come like 2 days in a row.
You have a load disorder.
I shoot ropes.
Yeah. If we do a sequel podcast about Chrissy's cum, that's gonna be wild.
I'll try to skip over. Yeah. But I just wanted everyone to know because this is something I've never heard before in my entire life. But you know,
yeah, Chrissy Kalper's, my Kalper's gland is wild. It's the Kalper's gland is the gland that makes you glue. And my gland is bigger. So
it's
I was shooting more glue. I was shooting more, just real quickly in a nutshell. I was shooting more glue. But as I'm getting older, I'll shoot less glue. But it will actually make my sex drive more normal, while I'll be able to pump more glue out. I'll be able to have sex more times.
Good for you.
Yeah, and get my glue gun will be more active than it has been when I was younger.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a disorder, that's a good one to have, though.
If someone just tuned in, they think we're talking about construction. We're not.
Yeah.
We're not talking about construction.
Oh, basement yard. They're talking about building yards.
Yeah. They're talking about bathroom. Nice.
He says he shoots his glue.
Nice.
Okay.
What did he fix it?
Yeah. How many guys you got tuning in thinking it's like a construction how-to like podcast?
Dude, I have no idea. But I will tell you this.
Probably a bunch.
Back in the day, well, like everyone who like is a person, like not, I'm not saying everyone, but like a lot of the people who like my Facebook page, they for some reason think that I'm this like crazy, like I don't even know which side, left or right, not even sure, but like anytime I say anything like you know what, we shouldn't like beat up gay people, that's fucked up, it's like, oh, this fucking snowflake, what happened to the old Joe? And I was like, yo, when was I saying that? I was like, what the fuck?
When did I beat up that gay dude?
Fuck are you talking about? It's like, what is this shit? Or like I put up this thing because we donated our Patreon in the month of December to building wells in Africa. And so
what are you, sucking dick?
It's like, what about your backyard, Detroit, Michigan?
Why don't you just fucking rename this podcast Hillary Clinton?
Seriously.
That's the character piece.
That's the character piece. Yeah, subsidiary podcast. Sean Terry, Patrick Mulrooney. That was a lot of 14.
A couple of firefighters.
What are the names again?
I'm Patrick Mulrooney. It's my friend Sean Terry, and we are firefighters. It's been 4,865 days since 9/11. Fuck you, ISIS.
Well, actually, we're from this area around here. We're from somewhere here.
Yeah, and we will save you from a burning building as long as we don't see any pro-Hillary signs up in your apartment.
If you got to take a ferry or a bridge to get into whatever city you live in, that's us. That's where we live. We're from out there.
We do boats and we pay tolls to the bridges and tunnels.
That's what we do.
Shout out. Absolutely.
And we vote to the right. Everything's to the right.
Everything's to the right. It's what it is. Yeah. Merry Christmas. I don't say do any fucking happy harmonica and the other shit. Merry Christmas.
Happy harmonica.
Not happy holidays. I don't go to Starbucks ever since they changed.
Merry Christmas and happy harmonica. I mean, it's like, I don't know what these people are doing, but we'll save you. All right, we're back. Chris is back. Chris and Harris are back.
Thank God.
Sean Terry.
Yes, we're back. Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
This is the real.
Yeah, this is us. Two little fucking bitches.
Thank God you guys are back, because I wanted to talk about your podcast a little bit. So, History Hyenas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a podcast that's fucking this mess that we have over here, but it also is kind of founded in this history. Mm-hmm. Sort of thing. Where did that come from?
Well, the truth of the situation is this. We're both kids. Giannis is a kid really from Brooklyn. I'm a kid who was born in Queens but identify as being from Brooklyn. So we're just two kids from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And we both had
two black kids from Brooklyn.
We had to hide the fact that we loved history so much because of our Brooklyn roots. So when we found each other, because you can't, the thing is, like, I grew up in Ridgewood, Queens, and there's a lot of this, it's one of the biggest designated historical areas in the whole country. That vote Trump. And all the signs are brown. They're not green. All the street signs are brown. And when you have a brown street sign in New York, that designates a historical block. Now, I couldn't be open about the fact that I knew that to the McLarney brothers.
Or that he likes guys.
One of them was in jail, because the McLarney brothers, if I would have said, hey, did you guys know that the brown street signs designate a historical block, they would have removed the sign and stuck it up my ass. So I can't do that.
So history was gay.
History was gay. History or knowledge in my neighborhood is gay. Also, performing stand-up comedy, doing anything. If you're not a cop, fireman, or garbage man, or construction worker,
you're full-blown gay.
They think, no, but my friends support me, but they all, like, I got a homosexual friend. His name's Chris Stefano. You've seen him on Girl Code.
It's just a gay guy. Yeah.
That's my gay friend, Chris.
Yeah, look, he's on Girl Code, but they're like, he's also...
I don't care that he's gay. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's gay. I support gays.
He's making a good scratch.
I mean, hey, listen, don't get too close to me.
Just don't hug me the way you used to, Chris.
I'm not going to hang out.
So that's how we found our love of history, because Giannis comes from the same thing where, like, we love history. We always wanted to, like, kind of think about things that happened in history and relate them to modern day stuff. And so that's how we came up with it. And then Giannis was obsessed with the animal hyena, so we came up with the name.
Yeah, I love hyenas. I love nature, but hyenas, it's my favorite animal just because of how wild they are. And then it just came together.
They're the first chicks with dicks.
Yeah,
they're hyenas. That's
they're
a true
trans.
Thing.
Excuse?
They're trans. Okay, let me like explain that.
Excuse?
So the female hyena, the right? female hyenas have what they call a pseudo penis. They have a penis that they give birth out of.
Fake dick.
It's a fake dick.
They give birth out of their dick?
They give birth out of their
dick. But it's not a real dick, but
it's
is a
pseudo
dick.
Penis.
It's a pseudo penis.
So that's why on our podcast, we give somebody every week our best Patreon member, patreon.com/Bay Ridge Boys, our Patreon member that comes up with the best Patreon name, we give them the PPW, the Pseudo Penis of the Week award.
Yeah. Nice.
And then
prestigious.
It's prestigious. So what happens is the hyenas give birth through their pseudo penis, and a high percentage of the time, I don't know the exact number, but a high percentage of the time, it actually, the baby, hyena baby, explodes the pseudo penis dick and kills the mother.
Yeah.
And it's also a matriarchal driven society. The women are the top of that society, not the men.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured, as two men who are identifying as women, that we also were very close to hyenas. And their main weapon of choice, like how a lion, you know, will go for the jugular, or a panther's weapon is stealth, hyena's weapon of choice is chaos. They actually create chaos to distract the prey and then start killing you one by one. And they eat you from the legs first. So most animals will crush the trachea and eat a dead animal. They like to eat you alive. So it's kind of wild.
Jeez, I never knew any of this.
And much now you know.
You guys are two wild trans boys.
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely. We're chicks with dicks too. Yeah.
Yeah. Trans girls. I'm sorry.
Trans girls.
I fucked my pronouns up.
Yeah. It's okay. Don't let it happen again.
I won't. I promise.
How often are the mothers dying from this exploding penis?
Just give a stat. It doesn't matter.
60% of the time, according to the New England Journal of Medicine.
That's our podcast. We're hyenas because, like, look, if you think we're a history podcast, you got another thing coming.
Yeah.
We're two comedians who do history. We're two Wikipedia sluts.
Yeah. It's like, listen, we got a manager now, and he's a really guy who makes money, and he's trying to listen to our podcast.
We call him the truffle
pig. We call him the truffle pig because he's just a pig that goes out there and little balls of money, like truffles. We just want him to find the little bags of money for us.
Yeah.
So we call him the truffle pig, and he's trying to tell us, oh, you got to have more of a kind of you know, a structure of the podcast. And we're like, no, that's not how hyenas do it. That's not how we're going to do it.
I love the way you say hyenas.
Yeah.
Hyenas.
We had you guys on our podcast.
I will say,
and we talked about Chrissy's cum for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Chris is farting.
Chris is farting it up.
He is a hyena. He doesn't care. Or he's a hyena.
Well, and your guys' podcast for us, it helped us so much because of your guys' rabid hyena fucking fan base. It was, I think, our most watched downloaded episode we've ever done.
Yeah, and we have similar fans. It's like New York. Like, it was just a lot of girls named Gina who were like, my two favorite podcasts coming together.
Yeah.
Finally, something big's happening on the island.
My worlds are colliding right now.
Yeah.
Girls love saying shit like that and like comments like, oh my God, this can't be fucking happening. Like this is some astronomical thing that we're doing here. Like, we lived on, like, some other planet.
Yeah.
And we came down here and we meshed and made a show.
When I posted on my Instagram that we were all together, people would, like, it was like the same girl with the same look, just different handles, but all like the same mind. They would just write, here for it. Here for it. Here for it. Joe, Chris, Danny, honest. Here for it. It just kept writing that.
If we did a mashup podcast, like a live podcast, I think, like, all the outer boroughs would just be cleared out. Everyone be in the city that weekend.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of traffic on that Staten Island Bridge.
Yeah, absolutely soaked.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'd clean up in there.
Oh, yeah.
Chlamydia would come back.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting it again.
Make
no mistake.
I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
See, I've been fortunate to have a clean penis, but I kind of envy people who have had STDs, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they handle it so well the second time. Like, like the first time you get chlamydia, you were probably like, oh my God. Now this time you're like, take a week off.
Actually, it's actually the opposite for me. The first time I got it, I was like, whatever. The second time, because, you know, I'm older now, I have a kid, it was a little bit like, what are you doing? You know, your dick, my dick stripping at Disney World. It's like, what?
Did you give your dick a talking to?
Yeah,
give my... just look down and go, what are you doing? You're a bad boy. Yeah. You got a daughter. Yeah. You got to behave.
And it was like the doctor that called me, he was a nice guy, the doctor. He was just like, and a younger guy, and he was just like, look, he goes, you know, with the amount of unprotected sex you told me you're having out there, he said, the fact that you only have chlamydia, he said, it has to be a wake-up call. It's just a warning. He's like, I feel like it's a warning from the universe now, because he's like, I just made a call to somebody similar age, similar everything to you, that does not have this good of news. He's got a couple of permanent ones that are positive. He said, so you got out so scot-free, take the medicine, it'll go away. And then so I've been actually celibate now for 6 weeks, and the power of saying no to women.
I don't think that means you're celibate, though.
What do you mean?
6 weeks is just not. That's like being 1-0 and be like, we're undefeated.
Yeah. We're undefeated. That's true. That's true.
I've been celibate for 6 weeks. Yeah.
But I bet you I can make it. I bet you I can make it a while, because I'm addicted now to the power of just going home and jerking off, or just talking to a girl that I actually like and not worrying about having sex with her. Like just being like, oh, do you actually want to go get dinner? Because it used to be just come over. Do you want to? Well, let's get pizza and hang out by me. Do you want to just come over?
Yeah.
That's what my life was.
But now you have to get creative.
But now, well, no, not even creative. Now it's like I actually prefer to get to know a woman. I'd actually prefer that.
Chlamydia has made you a better person.
Chlamydia has made me a better person. Chlamydia has made me realize that to become friendly with my present. Yeah. Chlamydia made me start listening to Eckhart Tolle, who was a great spiritual leader. So right. Chlamydia.
I started reading more after I got chlamydia.
Thank you. Yeah, my dick dripped right onto a spiritual healing.
You're very vulnerable right now to be like scooped up and swooped up by a cult.
By a cult, yes. Well,
if someone comes along with any charisma and who's looking to like as that leadership quality,
he's got it.
Chris is gonna follow you.
I'm there.
Yeah, you're gonna get a new tattoo soon.
Yeah. And for you, I feel like anything you'll ever get into fad wise is gonna come from some kind of sexually transmitted disease.
Yes.
Because it's gonna be like, dude, I'm vegan now. It's like, what made you go vegan? I had chlamydia. Yeah.
Right.
You know, like it just made you change your life.
Right.
Yeah. Most people have like a person or like, you know, a mentor. Like, if you ever did that Sam Adams commercial, you ever see that one they're doing now? Where they go, who's the person you want to dedicate to have a beer with, have a cheers to, right? Yeah. All the comedians are doing it. Tom Segura did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yours would be like, you know who I'd like to have a beer with, who changed my life? Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia taught me to be a better person.
This petri dish of chlamydia.
This is
who I need to thank.
Just
thank you so
cheers
much.
With a tiny little bottle with the chlamydia.
Thank you so much, chlamydia. I really turned it around.
I'm also like, I condoms are weird. I have this thing like with a condom, it's like when I would have to put them on, my dick would get soft because I'm focusing on, you know, fucking your vagina,
and possibly
your face,
and guys,
but like, and dudes, of course, you gotta come on, you know me.
I always talk about when, like when people say they go soft in a condom, I was like, yeah, because that's a good time to just think about that you really want to be with a guy.
That's why I go soft.
You're like, I just don't want to have a second to think about what I really want.
But usually, I am thinking about that.
Yeah.
But the second I take my mind off, my pee-pee goes Mimi softy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I'm familiar.
I'm familiar. And I don't know what that is, but something is just weird about wearing a condom inside a vagina.
It's
not natural.
It doesn't count as sex. Like I want to know your sex number, and you could tell me 20, but I'm going to say how many of that was unprotected, and you'll say 2. I'll say the one that you've had sex with 2 people.
Yeah.
Because the other 18, you were having sex with a condom inside of another person.
Yeah. I think I've worn 4 condoms in my entire life.
Right.
Wow, you're a kid who likes to go raw D.
You like to go raw daddy.
Yeah.
I like the skinny dip.
Yeah. I'm on the complete opposite side of that.
You only use condoms.
Oh, no, that's not the... I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like, you know, 9
He's not
10.
CP. Yeah. He's not out here CPing.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Understood.
He's smart. He's smart.
Understood.
Very smart.
I probably have 11 kids I don't know about.
Yeah.
And I wish I did, because I'd be able to claim them on my taxes.
Right.
Having a kid is great.
Yeah.
And it's like having a kid is like,
well, he's Puerto Rican, half Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So how old is he and how old is you? You could be his dad.
I could. No, I'm 35. Chris,
he would have to be fucking at 5.
You're part Puerto Rican?
He might have.
Well,
no,
but we all have the connection. You guys are half Puerto Ricans. He had a character, Marisa, that only is for the Puerto Ricans. And my daughter is half Puerto Rican. So we all are Puerto Rican. We're 4
Puerto
Ricans.
I dated a Puerto Rican girl. I dated 2 Puerto Ricans.
His mother is so Catholic that I think it's possible that the only reason he hasn't gotten something worse is because his mother has prayed to Jesus. Right.
There's some voodoo going on.
I think it might be.
But he's saying he never uses a condom. He never gets anything. Do you think they're lying about the stats of the STDs to scare you?
I just
think we're just getting lucky here.
I think people are just lucky. Honestly, I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
Yeah.
You're a fuck machine.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that you don't have anything. Magic Johnson. The fact that you don't have that,
yeah,
like that doctor said, is a miracle.
Right.
Now, with this information,
right,
are you going to start strapping up?
Absolutely.
I don't believe you.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Just
you better be careful. You're going to get a talking to in the gym.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. I got a talking to.
No. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to just look at him and say what you said to me. Danny, don't fucking say that. Yeah. Because when you say that, it makes me feel like I can't do it.
Like, yeah. I'll be your condom sponsor.
Yeah.
Just fucking call me when you're about to fuck. And just be like, yo, I'm itching.
I'm going to do. Because I think what happened was is I started to get that in that zone where I was like, oh, whatever. I don't care. I'm in my 30s now. I don't fucking care. It's like, I'll go raw dog. I don't care. Whatever. I'll have another baby or a disease. I'll just deal with it. But then...
What kind of fucking mentality? I love how you're like mulling over that. Like it's a... You know, when you get older and you start to care less about that's your life.
It's like, listen, you get AIDS and a baby. I mean, what else do you... You got a mortgage. I mean, you're an adult.
That's how everybody goes. Everyone from the neighborhood's got it. I got to get it. Eventually, I'll get to it.
I'll get it.
Now you know why it's called History Hyenas. Because this kid, he's a hyena. He really is like
just wild.
Human hyena. He's fucking wild.
Yeah. Guys, then I have to backtrack and explain to people what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because then people in my personal life go, are any of those things true? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I had a blackout.
I don't know who I am.
We have six pending lawsuits against our podcast.
It's what fine. It is. Yeah. We're a podcast that's here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, we're on the run.
We're on the run.
Yeah, so have you guys ever done like a history of STDs on your show?
No, but that's going to be the next episode.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
You guys should find out like where the first case of the clap ever came from.
Well, there is some interesting history facts about STDs.
Let's
like how much they've played into war. So we were doing an episode about World War II, and the Germans, right, it was in the Battle of Dunkirk, so they had cornered, the Germans had cornered British and French troops in like a little corner of France, a port city called Dunkirk, and there was a war that right before they cornered them in Dunkirk for about 8 months because the war just stopped. That happens a lot. People don't talk about that, but like war machines, like they'll just stop. Like for 8 months, we'll just be camped in a place. No, nothing from the enemy. We're like redoing our battle. You know,
and I remember that from like school. Like being, it's like World War II was from 1940 something to 1950. I'm like, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
No, these motherfuckers over there eating canned beans for 9 years.
Yeah. Well, the Americans, it's like, I feel like World War II only starts when the Americans and like they entered in the end of 41. So 41 to 45. But it was really in 1938 it started when Hitler was just like, I'm just going to start taking over Poland.
I don't like you.
Hitler was just like, I'm just going to start eating countries next to me.
That's the crazy thing.
He was just like at a buffet table and he was just started just
Poland.
But here's the STD stuff.
These are gross. I'll draw them.
But here's the little advantages. And I'm sure we only found one example of it. But I'm sure if we do the history of STDs, which we will do, so thank you for that. We're going to find more where it's like when they were having the part of the war where they would just stop, you know, inevitably like men will be men, right? So you're in France, so the French and British troops started getting prostitutes. The British and French government wanted this. They wanted prostitutes and all that to come in to the camps to keep the morale up for the soldiers, you know, whatever.
So go suck dick in a war zone.
Right. Where Germany, they do. And all you want to do, listen, either you're going to bang
That's unbelievable.
Either you're going to bang a prostitute or you're going to bang a guy or you're going to bang both. And that was my grandpa.
Yeah.
But I
you got to keep
shit
living.
Shit goes down in those trenches.
Yeah. Shit goes down. But Germany, the Nazis were very much like, we will not have any women infiltrating no women. I don't care if you guys got to jerk off, whatever. We're Nazis. This is not, there's no women in this camp. So they were against prostitution. So when they finally came time to invade, when the Germans were invading, I mean, it's more to it. The French and British were also just being, the French were being French and just smoking cigarettes and not learning the manuals of the tanks, where the Germans had this new Panzer tank that was rolling over. Everybody in the Germ and the French and the British had tanks that were kind of as good, but they didn't know how to do the because they weren't paying it. They weren't working.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing was it was rampant chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis through the French and British camp from the prostitutes. They were all fighting as sick men, where the Germans were coming in with fresh, dry dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Just coming in. And
clean penises like yours.
Yeah. Clean
a lot
dicks.
Of testosterone built up in those balls.
So a lot of people believe that the STD rates in certain camps in World War II had an actual impact on the battles, because when you're fighting with a sickness, strep throat for your dick, it's a problem. And you don't feel good.
It's true. And then also, historically, French are known as to be pussies.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just maybe they just had a bad time with their dicks and couldn't fight well.
Right, which is another thing, which is, we cover this too on the podcast too, about how kind of like misconceptions, like they're actually, France actually in the 1930s was the number one fighting group force in the world.
Yeah.
But it's just bad press. It's like this West Virginia. Everybody thinks West Virginia is like, or a hick state, West Virginia. It's like in the South, they get some of the most, they get one of the highest percentages of students from those schools that, from those high schools that go to Ivy League colleges.
Yeah.
But the smear campaign on West Virginia started because in the Civil War, when Virginia, West Virginia was initially fighting with the Confederate South, and then Abraham Lincoln was like, hey, West Virginia, if you come to us, we'll just, we'll free everybody and everybody, all the slaves will be free and you'll come with the Union. So West Virginia went and fought with the North. They fought with the North and the South throughout the course of the Civil War. So the Confederacy was like, okay, fuck you, West Virginia, smear campaign, you're all hillbilly, you fuck your cousins and blah, 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 blah. None of it's true. It's just a smear campaign.
Yeah.
Wild.
I mean, I'm sure a couple cousins have
some. Absolutely. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Listen, honestly, that's when I, you know.
What percentage would you
when
put
I'm,
on that?
Anytime I'm in the mood to have
45.
Sex. 45. Anytime I'm in the mood to have sex with my cousin, we go to West Virginia and that's where we do. We feel like it's legal there.
Yeah. Right. It's like going to Vegas to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Just what it is.
Virginia.
I feel like I'm learning so much on this podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's listen to the history of hyenas.
Here's the thing about our podcast.
I'm dripping.
You're going to feel like you learn a lot, and then you're going to feel like you haven't learned a lot at the same exact time.
Yeah, it's going to get erased.
It's going to, whatever you're learning, you're never sure if it's true. I don't know if anything he just said is true.
It is true to a degree.
To a degree.
If you believe it, it's true.
Yeah, it's true. But that's anything in history. It's like, how do you, how does a history professor telling me what the facts are, how do you really fucking know? It's all a story.
They read it in a book.
And it's also the people that won.
It's the winner. That's why I read this book, 1776, about the American Revolutionary War.
I read it too.
Yeah. And what I loved about that book is he did so much research from the British point of view. He, all that guy, all David McCullough, the author's research was from the British point of view. So I really was fucking with that. I'm like, oh, wait. So this is American ideals is not, you know, what we learn about, like, oh, Paul Revere and Declaration of Independence. None of it's really true.
Yeah. Like,
the other things are true.
Whenever you read about like a great leader in the past, like leading his troops into battle, I always wonder, like, just with common sense, you're going, was Alexander the Great in the front? Was he really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he have died the first battle?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens to the kids in the front.
Yeah.
They don't limp from the front back with a sprained ankle.
That's for the movie.
I got hurt.
George Washington wasn't. He was in the back.
He was in the back. He's on some horse.
It's just what it is.
I don't even think he was out there. I think he was on some ship.
Yeah.
Imagine though, you're in the fucking war too, and your job was just to play drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna fucking die.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going out with a drum. I'd be like, dude, you got to give me
walking
something.
Walking into battle, banging a
Or with the guy with the flute.
Yeah.
At least if you got a drum, you can hit someone over the head with a stick, but you got a flute, you're kind of.
Yeah,
fucked.
Well, we learned that, you know, the Hessians, which was like the German mercenary fighting force in the Revolutionary War, they talk about this in 1776. They fought with the British. They would come ashore and start killing American soldiers and skinning their faces and putting the American soldiers' faces on theirs like it was fucking Halloween. So I wonder if they saw a guy with a drum, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he's not, they would cut his fucking head off.
I always wonder that too. In Saving Private Ryan, right? When you
wait, who was wearing? I gotta go back.
Okay.
Who's wearing faces?
The Hessians.
Hessians
was a German mercenary fighting force. Mercenaries are like Britain hired them. So this is another thing about what we learned about just Germanic people, about how vicious they've been throughout history. Like, it didn't start with the Nazis. They've always been this way.
And they're still savagely like that in Ridgewood.
But they were like kind of like the SEAL Team 6 of Nazis, like, but like not ripping people's face off. Like, SEAL Team 6 shot Osama bin Laden in the eye. These guys just like ripped your asshole out. Yeah. Wore it as a necklace.
They had no cause. The British had a cause to defend their colonies. The Americans had a cause to gain independence and freedom, which is a kind of a little bullshit, and I can explain that if you wanted to, but you don't have to. But that's also a little bullshit. But so the Hessians were just hired to kill. They're just killing machines. They were hired guns by the British, and they're huge. They were like 2 inches taller than the average man at that time, so that's a big height advantage.
So they were 5'5".
They were 5'7". And so what they would kill people. They would kill the soldiers, you know, and then they would like scalp them, cut their faces off, and do kind of desecrate the bodies because they had a thirst for blood. Where the British were gentlemen fighters, like. They would kill you, but it'd
play the flute.
Right, play, you know.
March over you.
Or if you were dying.
But again, we don't know if that's what the British say. I mean, they probably.
That's what the British say.
I think they drinking tea out there.
They drink tea, but the British are fucking brutal.
I mean, if you're in the war, you're brutal.
Yeah, but they go to India and they have a cup of tea and then they're like, okay, now murder everyone.
I'm telling you.
The whole idea of a king and a queen is
burn them.
King and a queen's weird stuff.
It's weird stuff.
Yeah, it's like a little bit like. What do you mean? What you're are we the queen doing of England? What are you talking about? My daughter says she's the queen of England.
Yeah, we did.
we did a segment.
Yeah,
all right? And we talk about some wild shit on the show, right? Shit that like we could definitely get shit for. But whatever.
I'll shit on your chest.
I would love that.
Which was invented by the Germans.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Unscheißen.
Yes.
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 Scheißenheimer. Scheißen. But
Germans are weird.
But, yeah, they are. They're come on the show, Germans. Yeah. Come on. Well,
he's lost.
No. I got it.
Every time Joe looks out the window and the light hits his eyes,
it's unbelievable.
He's so handsome. I start to pre-cum a little bit, and I think the chlamydia is back.
Yeah. It's there. Yeah. No, but we did this bit on fucking
the royal wedding.
The royal wedding.
Oh my god!
And we were like, yo, this is weird. Like having a queen is just weird.
Strange.
Got eviscerated.
Oh, the Brits came after us.
Really?
Yeah, they really were not happy.
Like
with
she's
that.
A sign of fucking loyalty and
hierarchy. It's all conditioned thinking bullshit. It's so stupid. They're just conditioned to think that.
What does she actually do out there? Do you know?
They do. Like the Scandinavian countries have them too, and so they all defend them by going, you know what? They represent the country. They do a lot of charity work.
Yeah.
They go over there and they just make us look good and they do some diplomacy. You're going like, they're not real.
So they're like PR. They're a PR team for the country.
They're just kind of a PR team for the country. It gives them something to talk about.
But they don't do any, they don't make any
No,
moves.
Look, you're from the old world. Look, Europe is like television and America's like the internet. You guys are doing an old way that's over. Like, you know, that's like a sitcom guy.
Yeah.
You're king and queen. What are you, fucking 1700s?
Yeah.
We got that's a president, his name's Donald Trump, and we're all voting
What are you
for
doing,
him.
Fucking kings and queens? Yeah.
And we elected him. He wasn't born with a fucking silver spoon in his mouth. He made it himself.
He was elected by the people who have health care.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was a character piece. I forgot to put on the voice.
Europe's doing kings and queens in health care. It's like, nah, guy.
Nah, guy.
It's capitalism. Let the fucking weak die in the streets.
That's true,
Trump 2020.
The fucking guy, he rose up from the ground all the way up to become a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, the next president 2024, Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, I mean, a fucking...
on a small loan of $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like old world shit. It's bullshit.
I was always so confused by that. I'm like, are they living in this palace? Like, who's paying for all this?
It's fucking bullshit.
The people, the taxpayers, and they willingly pay, which is crazy. And you want to know why they could pay? And they're going to hate you for this. But the truth is, like, whenever NATO goes to war or whatever, and all those countries are in NATO, we fight for everybody. So they don't have to pay their tax dollars for the military. They're paying them for their queen to sit around and take pictures. And that's because they have the luxury of having us fight for them. So you know what, guy?
Giannis is going down.
Yeah, that's what it is, though.
So we might have to,
that's I mean, we send like 500,000 troops. They always sound like they send a food truck. And they're like, the Netherlands is part of this world. It's like, guy. No more king and queen. I want some of those hot studs from the Netherlands to put on some uniforms and fucking get out there.
Absolutely.
Get on the field.
Get the fucking soccer team out
Get the
here.
British back into those fucking red coats so I can get a little fucking chopped up when my dad goes to sleep.
Yeah, let's get some of those boys on the field and get your king and queen back on the bench.
I love that America, though. It's like, obviously, we had the Civil War here, and then we've had some domestic attacks. But like any other war, we're like, nah, we're not going to do it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do it at your house.
We go to their house. Yeah.
We never throw parties at our house.
Yeah, no.
We don't want the cleanup.
Well, that's why. That's
a good
why,
point. Yeah.
Well, that's why I think more than anything that Jesus Christ himself is an American kid because he put the Atlantic Ocean between Europe and the United States. The only reason why we don't have any wars here is because we got the ocean. And I think Jesus strategically said, that's where I'm going to put America, Dad. Because
Explain that. Science.
Yeah.
Big
explain
Bang.
That.
Yeah, I think
explain
that.
Explain how Jesus isn't an American kid from Brooklyn, New York, if he put the Atlantic Ocean on America and he gave the fucking Yanks
it's
all those championships.
Yeah, explain that.
And he gave the Yankees. That means Jesus is a fucking kid from Brooklyn.
It's not an ocean. It's a moat.
It's
keeping him out.
It's keeping him out. Yeah, keeps them all out. So I know Jesus is a kid from Brooklyn. It's like, you want to attack me, you can attack me. I got the proof.
No.
It's there. I mean, it's all there.
In the pudding.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah.
Your mom, very Catholic.
Absolutely.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. My dad died. I got a sympathy card from his mom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She went to church and lit a candle. That's how we know my dad is where?
In heaven. And the gay part of heaven specifically.
Yeah.
There's a gay part of heaven that
Because my dad liked to paint. So he's definitely, that's where he wanted to go, right?
His dad's on a... Just like I can comfortably say, I'm not 100% straight, and I know Giannis' father's not 100% straight, and neither is Giannis.
Yeah.
None of us in this room are 100% straight.
If you watch any of my content, you know I'm not.
Yeah.
Not 100. I'm in the high 80s, but I'm not 100.
Is anyone 100, though?
No.
No. I feel like the people that like tell you you're 100, you're like, you might be more than me, bud.
Yeah.
Do you think gay dudes think about like, I want to just take down a straight dude tonight.
And like, oh, yeah. It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Is that like a big like subculture?
I've had conversations with gay dudes before saying like it's like a challenge to be like, oh, that's a straight guy, but I bet I can get him to.
I'm going
to
turn him out.
Yeah, basically.
I think they want that more if they can get a little sense of you. I've been told, unfortunately, by a lot of my gay friends that they don't get any gay vibes off me. And I'm like, I feel like it's brewing inside, but they're like, no, you're not gay.
You're a phony gay.
That's weird. I think we're so openly gay with our content that the real gays see right through us.
They're like, you're not gay, buddy.
Once those gay eyes get on us, they glance through us like a window.
Yeah, because even women are like, they'll say, compliment me, and I'm just like, I just talked about sucking cock and taking Benadryls and stuff. And
they're like,
we love it.
I'm a pride leader, apparently. Because I'll just be like, yeah, whatever. Like, I've had gay dreams.
Dude, you did a Instagram photo in just underwear. You're being jerked off to by a lot of guys.
Yeah,
because you're a hardcore bear.
Thank you.
He's a big bear.
He's a big bear.
Especially because he just got waxed, so he's not a bear now. He's just a big old pile of meat.
Got waxed up.
Yeah, you're a bear. We're a couple twinks. Yeah. You're a beefcake.
I'm a beefcake.
Absolute beef. Absolute beef. You work out?
I do work out, but I don't. I'm fucking psycho. I'm getting better at it. But like Joe, when he takes his shirt off, he's got a nice bod. When I take my shirt off, you're like, "Whoa, I wasn't expecting that."
It's weird,
but it fits well in a sweater though.
I think I'm in a comfortable place where I'm okay in clothes. I'm not. You explained me as I look like a guy.
You look like the guy who used to role in a Skinamax movie.
Yeah.
That's the kind of look.
I'm not ripped. Yeah. I'm not ripped at all. But he said, Giannis, now I'm comfortable, good enough to go to the beach. You look like somebody's dad who's kind of in shape at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look great for 45.
Yeah. But the problem is I'm 30.
That's peak male performance, though.
But I'm strong now, and I consistently exercise. I box a lot. So you got into boxing.
Yeah.
I've been boxing a lot, so. I mean, I used to be like, I used to weigh like 255 pounds.
That's a big boy.
It was wild. I had like double chin, so I don't have that anymore, which feels nice.
And the kid, he's got a big lunch lady ass.
Yeah, I got an LLA.
I've seen that thing.
He's got a black lady's ass.
That's what I was worried about when you guys were coming in. I'm like, Chris is going to come in here. There's a lot of expensive stuff around. I don't know. I'm knocking anything.
I got an LLA lunch lady ass, but I have no fumes. For whatever reason is, I don't know why, no matter what, I don't have any body odor. I always just smell 100% clean. And I have,
he feels that way too. You stunk a little bit.
I stunk yesterday, but it's fewer far in between. I don't wear deodorant at all.
Me neither. And I just never smell. I think Germans, we just don't have fumes.
No, I've smelled you a few times and you weren't 100%.
No.
Yeah. I think it's just we don't smell to ourselves.
You're a smelly guy.
Yeah, you were sleeping. I put my nose right up in your ass.
Really?
And it didn't smell great.
Was it nice?
Maybe I was a little too close.
Yeah, you might have just did right in my ass.
Are you one of those guys that's just lucky enough to have a hairless ass?
I have almost no body hair,
dude. I'm so jealous.
Yeah,
of these hairless men.
Yeah, look, I have no hair anymore. Yeah, on my legs, I have no hair. I have no hair on my
swimmer?
Ass. My chest.
Where were you born? Fucking Chernobyl.
Probably.
Yeah, he's a Sphinx cat.
Oh my god, he doesn't have leg hair.
And it's just what it is, a very little facial. I'm just kind of Sphinx cat. Yeah, they call me Chrissy the Sphinx.
That's huge, though.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
That probably is why I don't smell.
Yeah,
could be that.
I think my theory is the hair.
I have a lot of hair here, but I don't.
Yeah, it looks like it stinks.
Yeah.
Like, pull that up. That looks like a bush.
Look at that fucking.
Yeah. That's why I don't think guys in the 70s ate pussies, because you'd have to get through that minefield of bush.
Yeah.
I like a bush.
I like top bush, but like not lip bush.
Do you like eating puss with bush, though?
Lint?
Yeah.
You like licking
hair?
I can lick the hair. I don't mind it. I don't really go down on girls. I'm going down more now, but I wasn't going on because I was constantly getting sore throats. But now I would eat a girl. I did have a girl with a bush recently, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the bush.
Good for you. What was she like, 57?
No, she was 30.
Have you tracked the chlamydia back to the vagina?
No. No, it's just, I don't know. I don't know, yeah.
That chlamydia is in the wind.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because also like chlamydia can just be in your system for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I was told that too.
I hope no girls you banged are fans of the basement yard.
I'm sure they are.
A lot of phone calls. There'll be a couple.
Shit.
Yeah.
But I like how open you are. Chrissy, at some point, he just is, it's always going to come out.
It's going
to. Yeah. It's like
no secrets.
We did 4 podcast episodes where we didn't say anything about this.
Yeah.
And then he waited to come on a bigger podcast to announce that he has chlamydia.
Yeah.
So we were keeping it secret on our podcast.
Yeah, but the truth.
But he's like, let's go to a bigger audience so then I can now let it out.
Yeah, but here's the thing with me is I'm also CWL, Chrissy White Lies. I couldn't also not have chlamydia.
Yeah, he could be lying.
So none of it's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. So if you ask me directly and we have a personal connection, I'll tell you the truth. But this is entertainment. So I'm just going with the flow and everyone's saying what's funny.
It's all true, but it's all also bullshit.
I wanted to say I had a drip at Disney. So the only way I can get that is if I say I have chlamydia. So maybe I do, maybe I don't.
You don't know.
So why
him.
Don't you just listen into the show?
Yeah, yeah. You don't know with him. You never know. You never know if he's a girl or a boy. You never know what's going on, what's true, what's false. You just don't know. You can't. If you're going to try to get us in trouble, you're not going to be able to do it because we say so many wild things. Yeah. They don't know what to get us
it's
for.
Right. Like you said, it's character piece.
Yeah, it's character piece. I'm friendly with my present. So whatever my present says, that's what I'll say.
And you learn that from your Führer Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle. I'm listening to his podcast he has with Oprah.
Nice.
And I'm in a good place mentally.
Yeah.
You're a wild kid.
Yeah, you have on two chains of the same thing, and I love it.
Yeah. With diamonds in them.
One small, one big.
Yeah, one small, one big. And the brother Jesus. That. Haven't talked to Jesus in ages.
I love you guys are making millions of dollars or whatever you're making just in clothes you guys slept in last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he just got out of bed and rolled in here. He's got flip flops.
No, when I came in.
Flip flops and socks.
No, dude, when I came in, because I came in before you, he still had his morning wood. He's still. He still had his morning wood.
I was still boned.
He was tucking it out a little bit.
He's like, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah. No, so, but that's what, but that's the beauty about the new world is that you got I fucking love it. And a lot of people hate it, but we love it because we're coming.
Yeah, could you imagine if your grandfather, the great Mr. Santagato came down and he was like, "You're at work?" And you're like, "Yeah, I'm at work." You're at work right now.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "You don't have a suit on. You don't got a fucking." You're like, "Yeah, I just rolled out of bed and I'm making 100 times the amount of money you did, Grandpa."
And it's like, I also didn't drink 100 beers and punch Grandma last night either. So it's
it's
a good trade off.
Grandma didn't get disciplined.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yacht, start digging.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Grandpa, one time I told him I was sick. I was like throwing up all night, at his house. He lived in Maine. Yeah. And then in the morning, my mother's like, she was like, I don't know, taking care of me or something. And he walks up. He's like, "What's the matter?" And I was like, "I don't feel good." And he grabs my head. He's like, no. And then he feels my head and he goes, and he starts smacking me. And he goes, "You don't even have a fever. What are you talking about?" And I was like, "All right."
They're tougher humans back then.
Oh, yeah. He's a savage. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that story how my grandpa punched that woman in the snow?
No.
Wait, she punched her.
Hold on. Listening.
All right. So.
Domestic violence? Yeah.
No, my grandfather was just like an old fucking.
Abusive man.
No. Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Was this the Puerto Rican side or the?
This is the Italian side.
The miscellaneous. Italian.
He came here.
No, I didn't know the Italian side. Was. Puerto Ricans don't really hit their wives.
No, but the Italians.
Will
this
hit.
Wasn't even his wife.
Right. Just a woman
that I know of.
You say Italian kids just—they have a passion for hitting.
Italian kids just like to discipline their women a little bit. That's just what it is. It's just a part of what it is. And I know you can get mad at me for saying it. I'm not saying anything that ain't true.
Yeah.
Italians like to just give a little discipline.
Gina, what the fuck is going on
here?
Oh,
my God. Meatballs again.
This fucking garlic is not fucking sliced the way my mother did. I told you, make it like my mother.
Yeah, Italians do have a very weird sexual connection with
just
their
watch The Godfather Part 1. Yeah, he's beating the hell out of that woman with a belt.
He does.
But yeah, so it was... We had drunk neighbors. I wasn't born yet, but at this time, there was just like this drunk Irish couple. Like, every time he would come home, he'd be like, "Oh, you fucking guinea bastard." Like, you know what I mean? Right, just right. Like, "Oh, fuck you. Get out of here." Yeah. Like, their family didn't come here on a boat like 3 weeks before.
Right.
So they're there, and this woman's outside. She's like, "Angelo, you fucking Italian piece of shit." So my grandpa was like, "All right, like, let me go outside." And it's snowing. It's like peacefully snowing.
Right.
And it's beautiful, and she's standing under the streetlight just hurling racist things. And my grandpa, this is what my dad told me, sorry, he just puts his slippers on, he walks across the street, and he sees her yelling at her, yelling at him, just fucking going off, and he just slapped the fucking piss out of her.
Wow.
There you go.
And just left her in the snow.
That was it.
There you go.
What hit.
Slapped a random woman.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I came back in and sat right back down on the couch.
I can do you, not to outdo you, but just one better real quick.
Yeah.
My aunt, her husband, who's passed away, he, somebody robbed my mother on the corner of our block. And at the bodega, there was like a pocketbook purse-stealing ring. They would steal women's purses and divvy up the money at the local bodega that my uncle would go to. And my uncle was there one night listening to the story. He had known his sister-in-law had gotten robbed, and he is a psycho, and he was listening to what was going on, and he was like putting two and two together. He's like, "Oh, I think that's my sister-in-law." So he doesn't say anything, but he makes a mental note. And later on that night, he gets this guy nice and drunk, brings him back to the garage in my house where he would do a lot of welding work, ties him up and puts a blowtorch to his knees and melts the skin off his kneecaps.
Yeah.
So, and I wasn't told about that story until years and years later.
Families are great, aren't
they?
Yeah,
families are great. And then,
that's just Uncle Tony.
I'll be home for the holidays.
Yeah. Grandpa just fucking knocked that lady's teeth out.
We talk about it all the time on the basement yard, and we just say, you know, it was the times.
Yeah, it was the times. Yeah, it's like,
burning
I love how
kneecaps is the times.
And it happened when I was like 7 years old. I love how, like, there was a man in my garage getting tortured, potentially to death, and I'm just having Dunkaroos.
That's what my dad explained it. He was just like sitting
shaking
around.
Shaking a Jell-O, and then the guy downstairs getting his kneecap.
That's like a scene in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Dude,
was
that's
he
like,
doing this when he did it? Like, I didn't want to be tonight.
No, he's just a psycho. He just got drunk. He's a psycho, and it's just what like, it was.
I don't want to get.
He
whacked.
Also used to discipline his wife.
I assume that someone.
It's
who
what it is.
And
we used to hear that too.
And he was Puerto Rican.
What can you do?
God, sorry, I'm sorry about that.
No,
on behalf of all of us.
Yeah. Hey, what are you gonna do?
We let them fly sometimes.
What are you going
to
do?
I think Catholics like to discipline.
Catholics
discipline.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, because amongst other things. But like, think about it. It's like Italians, Puerto Ricans, Catholics. They get it. They get hit by the nuns. So it kind of gets screwed into you. Because the nuns hit you guys. And the priests fuck you guys.
Yeah.
So you guys are taught to deal with things in weird ways.
We just missed that, though. Nobody was hitting in my school. My mother and father got hit a lot by the priest.
You were hitting in school.
I was more hitting. The priest, by the time I got to school, priests and nuns couldn't do anything. I definitely got I got stuff screwed in by Father Bill a couple of late nights after church, but that's just what it is. That's why I have sexual fetishes. But I didn't get hit.
My
I'm glad we got there. I was going to work back.
You got
to that
caressed.
Point.
You got caressed by a priest.
Yeah. My vice principal tried to molest me once.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened, huh?
We're all so alike.
Let's just keep going. Let's just try these.
Yeah, what happened?
He would prey on like troubled children.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I was a kid, like I would get in some fights or like tell a potential teacher to suck my penis.
Sure.
Or clean penis.
My clean penis.
Clean penis.
Yeah, I wouldn't burn my teachers.
Untouched.
Untouched.
Yeah, untouched clean penis.
But I was just like, hey, like, you know, like fuck you. I throw a couple garbage cans through some windows. So he worked with the troubled kids. And he was like, man, this guy's really nice.
He gave long hugs.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah,
sounds like you missed a few hugs.
No, he hugged me
one
time, and it was kind of like a little weird. And like he like did like a very gay breath on my neck.
Yeah, it was a deep breath.
You know, and it was like, and I was like, well, okay.
Right.
And then he would send me letters, and then he would call me late at night. And then my dad
disciplined him.
My Italian dad just goes,
take us through it.
My dad sees that he sent me like a letter. He goes, kind of gay, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I was just like, at the time, I was like, nah, like he's helped me out. Guy goes to another school, gets busted for just trying to suck dick.
Oh, yeah. After I got screwed in by Father Bill, I would just pull my dick out all the time. And then I remember one time I was with my dad hanging out. It was his weekend. And I was hanging out with this friend of mine in the neighborhood. And we were sitting on his stoop. And I just started pulling my dick out to make him laugh, which is weird. You know, he's 13 years old. And then the kid's father saw me pulling my dick out and chased me down with like fucking baseball bat and was like calling me a faggot running down some block on Staten Island. And I was just like,
I'm going to shove this street sign up your
ass. Yeah. And I was just like, running away and like ran into my dad and just like denied the whole thing. But like, you know, like I still to this day just have an urge. I always just want to kind of just let my penis out a little bit. And I don't know what it is, but it definitely happened after I took a couple of sacraments to the face from Father Bill.
Yeah.
You're a disturbed kid is what it is. You're disturbed.
What can you do?
Did you guys ever watch that documentary on Netflix about like all the, like the priests?
Oh, the keepers?
The sinner?
Or the
keepers.
No.
The keepers, yes. Keepers. I did. Yeah, about Baltimore.
The dude, he would...
That's insane.
The father would nut on them.
Mm-hmm. And then do the
and then do the sign of the cross.
In his nut.
Like Ash
Which
Wednesday.
Is kind of fire. But I mean, it's fucked up.
Eternal fire. It's hell.
You're going
That's the craziest thing.
Well, I mean, it happens.
But your mom being Catholic, right?
Yes.
You're Catholic as well?
No, Greek Orthodox.
Greek Orthodox. All right. I'm going to get to you later.
Okay. We got no pedophilia.
Yeah.
We're clean. We're clear.
Yeah, but you guys
we do all this stuff.
You guys were like big orgy people though, right?
We do a lot of weird stuff. Yeah, we like to put a lot of stuff in our butts.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
you
cool.
invented anal.
Yeah, yeah you guys that. Invented anal yeah. sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your mom, when she sees your content now,
mm-hmm.
how does she react?
She gets, you know, upset by some of the things that I say, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like, look, yeah, it's upsetting to hear some of this stuff, but you know, I'm also...
Also, the kid's moving tickets because of Atlanta.
It's moving tickets, and it's like...
It's like, hey, do you want your rent paid still?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I take care of my whole family, and like, you know, I got my shit in order, so it's like, what, you know, I think if I was doing what I was doing and also doing drugs and also not doing well financially and not, you know, make, and my kid wasn't clean, like, that would be a problem. But it's like, you know, he says a couple of things that are wild comedically, and she gets upset by it, but ultimately she's like, I can't, you know, I have my doctorate degree. I have, like, I've done things that a mom likes. I realize that accomplishments, who cares? Like, that's all your ego being like, I did this, I did that. It's like, shut up. You're just a shut up.
And you have a friend from Park Slope, which is huge.
And I have a friend from Park Slope, which is humongous.
It's huge.
Yeah. And a friend, and he has a home in Westchester now, so it's like, that's huge. Yeah.
I have one friend in Battery Park, and I'm clinging to him.
That's impressive.
I had one, but we lost touch, and I'm not really happy about it.
Wow. Yeah. You ever been to Battery Park?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
Yeah. His dad used to live there.
My dad used to live there.
Oh, you come from money.
For 25 years.
I knew, because your sweater, Gateway Plaza. Your sweater's a little nicer than his, so I know the money's
Park
there.
Park Slope. Okay, guys?
Yeah. That's got a zipper on it. That does.
Yeah, no, this is from the Banana Republic factory store.
Yeah.
When I came here, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to, you guys, this is like a little beneath me.
You want to know what's crazy?
This is a very queen situation.
I know. As soon as we come in the door, this is out of character.
I was like, oh, you live here.
He comes up the stair, he goes, I've never been here.
Yeah.
I was like, Yeah. Sorry?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know.
He's got that vibe about it.
Yeah.
You got a real punchable face.
No, you're
surprised actually hasn't been hit more in his life.
Yeah.
I've been hit
a few times.
You're a little bouge.
Yeah, I'm a little bouge.
I like that, though.
Yeah. Bouge.
Yeah.
I'm bougie as shit.
Yeah. But it's, you
know, cut from the same cloth, you guys.
You deal with it.
Not like you guys, fucking DeStefano and
Santagato. We're fucking union. Santagato.
Hey, guys, you know, look, you need a roof? We got your fucking roof.
Who would go broke first out of you two?
It's definitely me
out of us.
Like, what do you mean? Like
who's a more frivolous?
I think everything we do together. I think, like, Thelma and Louise, we just hold hands and jump off.
And
together.
Just jump off.
Yeah, you guys drive. You hit that car.
Yeah. Do you guys give each other financial advice?
Not really.
He has to be basically my financial advisor.
Yeah, if I don't talk to the kid, he's gonna be on the street.
Yeah. Paycheck, I love spending money. It's bad.
Just spend it. Yeah.
Well, you don't take it.
You don't take it with you.
No.
In the next world, yeah.
You also need some to last.
I also don't
have a kid yet, which was my next question.
Well, that changes things.
Are you worried about your kid seeing your content at some point?
I mean, I guess the short answer is yes, but also it's like I can talk to, I'll just have a conversation with my kid about what's going on.
So let me just an example. How are you going to explain to your kid what a transgender Eskimo is?
I'm going to say that's what
Daddy... It's going to be a toughie, because that was hard for me to understand.
I'm going to say that's what Daddy was identifying that day.
Yeah.
And I'll show you, and we'll draw an Eskimo and an igloo, and we'll draw, you know, both genitals, and I'll show that I can tuck one back behind the other one, and then I'm a transgender Eskimo.
And then he'll say, this is my friend Giannis, show her what a transgender is, and I'll come out and go, das!
Yeah.
And then her grandmother will come out and say, sign my ashtray.
Yes. So, that's what she wanted to do. She said, your friend is Maurice. I said, yes. She goes, he could sign my ashtray.
His baby's mama wanted me to sign the ashtray that I was trying to give away.
I have to talk.
So he signed it.
You really signed it?
I signed it and gave it to her.
That's amazing.
She needed to have it, and I gave it to her.
Yeah, I have a wild other part of my family.
Oh, I love
your
that.
Whole fucking family's crazy.
I was going to throw the ashtray away. He said, no, I'll give it to her. And then she took it. She was like, this is nice. She liked it. And then she said, wait a second. Can he sign it? So I took a Sharpie and I signed the ashtray. So somewhere.
Did you sign it on the bottom or on the, like, where you
I
put
signed
the
it right in the middle. Because she framed it. That's going on the wall. That's not going to be. You kidding me? Yeah. That's Marisa's signature. We're putting that on the wall in there.
You want to know what I took the most from your video?
Yeah.
Is that you could actually shoot a jump shot. Like, all the other stuff was like,
yeah.
Oh, this is funny. But yeah. I'm like, yo, it's good form.
We were watching one of the Maurice videos, and he goes, kind of ball.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, Giannis got the jimmies.
For a second, I had a little tiny game. Not as good. This kid was actually
he's the
all-time leader in St. Joe's history scoring.
Yeah, but it's Division III, but yeah.
Fuck that.
Basketball was my whole life.
That's like white Division I. That's like white kids Division I.
I played white Division I. Yeah, if you're the leading scorer of a Division III college, then you're a white D1 athlete.
You're a professional athlete.
You're a professional basketball player.
And your dad was just like,
oh my God,
the greatest athlete.
Well, my dad used to like, my regiment was 1,000 jump shots a day, every day. My dad was like in between jobs or doing something illegal when I was a teenager.
Right.
So we would go to Farmers Oval Park, Farrah Park, they call it Farmers Oval in Ridgewood. And we would take 1,000 jump shots a day almost every day or 5 days a week at least. And then we would do, it was all basically drills. And then the last 200 shots, I swear to God, he had a broom that he wrote Leroy on to mimic a 7 foot guy that he assumes was black with the name Leroy. And he would hold that up and I would shoot jump shots over the broom to mimic high arcing jumpers over big men. And then I started, and then the shot got so good that I was able to just kind of hit threes or hit jump shots from anywhere. Jim Boeheim, the coach of Syracuse, like, you have a Division I jump shot and a Division III body. I was at the Eastern Invitational. They only invite 150 high school kids. I was one of the kids that got invited.
Because that's why you're a comedian. Well, they put, so funny.
They put your number on your jersey. What number of invitation you are.
That broom story is so
Leroy. Which is also a way that they order the Leroy stick. Which is also a way they order coffees in Ridgewood. We said this on the podcast. Instead of saying, can I get my coffee black? They say, can I get my coffee Leroy?
Yeah,
you know the other thing that I've realized is pretty crazy now. Now when you get in the lifts, you have to give the person your pronouns. Have you seen that?
No. What do you mean?
So it's like if you get into a lift, it's so the lift driver can, you know,
address you
as the right pronoun. So it's like, you know, sir, ma'am, they, other.
But you see, this is why Trump, I think, is going to win again in a landslide, because like there's 1% of the population cares about the pronouns.
Yeah.
And you have the Democrats on there be like, we support the pronouns. Like, fuck, okay.
Nobody cares.
Support the pronouns.
Yeah.
The real actual 99% of working class people love whatever you want to be. Whatever you want to be. Transgender, I fucking love everybody. I don't care what your who cares about the pronouns,
dude? I'll call you fucking Elmo. Whatever, or Tranny Eskimo if
I'll
you want.
I'll treat you with kindness and respect because you're a human being. But the pronouns, it's like, if that's what you're putting your campaign on, it's like, good luck, Elizabeth Warren, like, and whoever.
Yeah.
People care about policy and money. Can they care about, like...
Unless Andrew Yang gets it. If Andrew Yang gets it, he might get my vote. Kid's a fucking good Chinese kid, and I like his policies.
And you get 12K off the bat.
I'm getting 12K from national income.
Yeah,
thank you, Andrew Yang.
I like Yang. No tie, too. Just goes up there not giving a fuck.
But I like it.
He's actually like talking about things where you're going, like, he's got a lot of good points. Yeah. Like, he's actually talking about the future realistically.
Yeah, and he says American.
He's going, like, guys, there's no more jobs.
And he says
these
American.
These guys are in their underwear making. This is a job now. Yeah. There's no jobs.
And he's as American as you can be because he was made in China. So it's just perfect.
Just so you know, we're keeping all this in.
That was a good one.
Was that a good one?
That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, save it. We should have did it on our pod. Make sure you give us the clip.
Cut it out.
No.
You ever notice?
Is that a tweet?
God, that's a good one.
That's a great bit. Have you ever noticed when you go to like...
it's what it is.
I have some Chinese content here.
Yeah.
But,
sorry. They're good people.
They're great. Have you ever noticed?
As long as... not too hot.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed when you go to like Woodbury Commons, like one of those places, like those outlet stores? Yo, Asian people are rich as shit.
Hell yeah.
Bro, they just walk around with the mask on and 700 bags from Chanel. Yeah. I'm like, what is this Asian money?
Dude, we're in a bubble. Asians are taking over the world.
They are rich as shit.
They are crushing it.
There's a building. Our friend lives in the Eugene. It's like down the block from Madison Square Garden. And it's like this beautiful luxury high-rise building. And...
it's everyone's like Asian.
Everyone's Asian.
Yeah.
And rich as shit.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, wow. I'm like, if this kid's 23 years old,
really believe the Chinese government is like subsidizing and like giving their citizens who move here money to just buy apartments. Because there's so many vacant apartments that are just sitting there. The Chinese own from Beijing.
Oh, dude.
It's just a thing.
Chinese are crushing it, man.
They're crushing it. Every time I'm there, I'm just, like, yo, they don't speak the language.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But they're rich as shit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, how are you doing this?
You know what?
They don't learn the language because they don't feel like they need to learn English. They're like, you guys need to learn Chinese.
Yeah.
In about 10 years, everyone's going to be our everyone's going to be fucking
speaking Chinese.
The great Roy Wood Jr., a great friend of mine who our children hang out a lot, great comedian. His child goes to a school where they're teaching them Chinese. And I'm like, that's smart.
Yeah,
Roy's son's going to know Chinese, and I want my daughter to know that.
The fact that that's another fucking systematic problem with America is that we just think English is fine.
Yeah, we just think English and not using the metric system is fine.
And then everywhere,
why are we the only ones who do that?
Crazy.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
Every European I ever meet is like fluent in English.
Yeah,
sure. Well, okay, here's the thing. Here's the only
unless it's like bumblefuck
Italy.
The only
defense, I'll say, it's not a defense, but I think the reason is, and I is because you can go, you know, 3,000 miles and only hearing English. I mean, these 50 states, it's all English. In Europe, you go 100 miles and it's a new language.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah. So I think if Pennsylvania was still speaking Dutch, we would know Dutch. Right. You know what I mean? If Florida was speaking Spanish, we would know Spanish, or we would have a more command of it. But it's like wherever we go is everyone speaking English.
Yeah.
So it's, and it's also like, listen, guy, we won the war, so you speak the language because we fucking won, guy. Okay.
Yeah, right.
It's like, listen,
that's
I
one
know
of the perks.
I know France. I know France. You know, you want to sit here and be like, you got to speak French. It's like, guy, Paris is just an extension of New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you relax?
Yeah, it's true.
And make me a croissant, fuckface.
I think everyone should learn English, but everyone should fucking French.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like a good point. Yeah.
Know the sex language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sexy beautiful language to
it's
fuck
a beautiful with. Language.
Yeah. When you say it Italian slow too. With some raspiness in your voice.
Yeah.
Like a morning.
English fromage, is kind of like, hey, do you like this? Do you like this? Yeah. It's kind of bland, you know, but like. Yeah. French is
I
like,
love talking during sex though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I love it.
Fucking
I wish suck, I wish I spoke French.
Do you guys like to suck on earlobes? I like to suck on a girl's earlobe.
I'll bite it. Bite it a little
See,
bit.
I don't bite. I like to just give a little suck. I'm into sucking. I like to suck lower lips too, lick the teeth.
Yeah. I love sucking
teeth. I don't know why I'm doing this too. I'm massaging a nipple.
Yeah. What are you, licking a teeth?
Like I like to lick the bottom row of teeth and suck their bottom lip and suck on their earlobe just
a
little
bit. Wait, lick the bottom row? I think if anything, you would lick up. You would lick the top row.
And then I like to smell my dried saliva on her earlobe. Is that wild?
You'd smell it?
It just turns me on. But I'm also
your own breath.
But I'm going to be honest with you, and I think I said this the last time we hung out, and Giannis knows this, the horniest I am throughout the day ever is when I'm talking to smart guys.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm horny when I'm talking, having great conversation with men. Like I'm
You're definitely a gay guy.
I'm not 100% straight. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you this. You haven't figured it out.
Yeah. I haven't figured it out. I don't want
to wait for his dad to die.
I don't want to have sex with a guy. I'm not into having sex with a guy, but I like to talk to guys, and I don't mind a hairy woman. So I'll say it that way.
You don't mind a woman in a do-rag.
Yeah, I don't mind a woman who has a dick.
Yeah. Or a broom named Leroy.
It's what it is. Yeah. You can stick it all up my ass.
Honey, go get Leroy.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up here, we do have questions that we ask people at the end of all these episodes.
Let's Are you gay?
No. Yes.
That's the first question we
it's
ask
not gonna be. It's not going to be that. We got that answer way into this. All right, so the first question. The sheets that are currently on your bed.
Okay.
How long they been there?
Funny you ask that. Just last night, my daughter wet the bed for the third time in a row, so I just had to change my sheets. So the sheets that are currently on my bed are brand spanking new with next to no toddler urine stains on them.
So she's pissing all over you.
I keep giving her apple juice at night.
Can't do that.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
No. I didn't last. Kids just go through phases where they wet the bed. So she pissed the bed.
Are you in like that area where it's like, is my kid like the same as other kids?
I'm in that area where...
Like, is she learning at the right rate?
Yeah. Well, the thing is with... Now it's at the area where you really... Like, I have to, you know, like, read to her every night and talk. And now I'm at the thing where it's like, I have to have conversation with my daughter.
Sounds awful.
That push the ball forward. It can't just be like, eat your food. It's like, you have to now start to be like, do you understand why you need to eat? Right. Do you understand why this, like, you know, why you need to say things, you know, like.
Date certain types of kids.
Date certain types of kids, you know? Yeah, do you understand, what tax brackets are and which ones don't, are in the lower ones and which ones in the higher ones?
Yes.
Right.
Foreign
and
policy.
What neighborhoods they live in.
Right.
Stuff like that.
And how to get a tax exemption on your health insurance.
Exactly. It's like you got to start to get in her mind now, like, you're half white, half Puerto Rican.
Straddle
the
line.
So what we're going to do is we're going to be Puerto Rican on college interviews and white on job interviews.
As look
as yes. It's just what it is. We got diversity. We got to get in, and then we get the whites get the jobs.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. What about your sheets, Yana?
My sheets probably like got. I'm ashamed to say. I think 3 weeks.
Oh wow.
And he doesn't have 100% clean ass.
Everyone's
most of the
just
time.
Been dying around me, so listen, I've been busy. I got friends dying. I got dads dying. I don't got time to change my sheets.
Yeah, and his close friends have venereal diseases.
Everyone's falling apart.
My dad
and I just bought a house. I got no money. Can I work for the basement yard? I need money.
It's a common denominator.
Yeah,
right,
any ad you sell on this, can we have a percentage of it? Giannis needs money.
I need money. I got no money. I just bought a house for my wife, and her dad didn't kick in a dollar.
It's just so funny.
That's what it is.
That spectrum is so wild, though, because it's like, yeah, you know, my dad just passed away. Like, you're talking to someone, and it's like, damn, dude, I'm really sorry to hear that. And it's like, yeah, but I just bought a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's
well,
that.
You know, it's wild. It's actually, just to get serious for a second, being a comedian is a strange thing. professionally because like when you're going through emotional stuff and then your job is to go cheer people up, it's you have to like put a wall up that can only stay up with the help of drugs, alcohol, or some sort of vice.
Right.
That's what I've learned. And if you don't have one of those, which I don't, because I just try to be healthy and I try, it's just, you're gonna crash. Bad thing, you're gonna like.
Have you got there yet?
Oh yeah, I had to cancel the whole weekend. It was embarrassing. Yeah. I got carried out on a stretcher. Being carried out on a stretcher when nothing's wrong with you is one of the funniest things.
It's happened to me multiple times.
And you know what was wild? You know, this is how connected we are. I'm in Vegas doing shows. He's in Providence, Rhode Island doing shows. I get a call from the Providence, Rhode Island Comedy Club, from the owners of that club, call me because he passed out on stage. I'm like, what about his wife? They're like, we just figured we could get to you quicker.
We got his emergency contact.
We're like, he put down two wives, you and his actual wife. So we called this one first. Yeah.
It was just like the floodgates just came down, and I couldn't do comedy. Like I just, my body was just crashing. My mind, I was just like mentally exhausted. Because like if you're going through shit and you work a regular job, you just sit at your cubicle
and
you zone out and do whatever. But if you're like, hey guys, what's up?
Yeah,
you know, it's like you can only do that before you gotta like blow your brains out.
Well, I know because I was in a psych ward for 4 days.
Oh no, I saw that cocktail of pills you had to put in your face before we started this thing.
Yeah,
so I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, what do you got? You're like, I got Klonopin, 15 Depakotes. Yeah, all right, now I'm ready to shoot.
If I don't take those, everyone's dead in here.
It's not B12.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille. Just let me hold on.
Dude, four Klonopins. I really do say though, everyone should spend some time in a mental institution.
Yeah, you were a social worker at one, right?
I was.
Yeah.
I was a social worker that had to take clients to psych wards.
Yeah. The worst is when you go there and then you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're like in prison.
Yeah. I was like, I could go. They're like, nah.
What happened?
You're here.
What do you?
I had a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
2 years ago.
Were you here? Did you see it happen?
I was in real time.
So what happened? Can you explain it?
Yeah. So what was happening with me was that I was drinking a lot, and I was also riding the white horse.
It happens.
Yeah. So shout out to the white horse. Great person.
Come on the show.
Ruined my life.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing that.
Abruptly.
We were just like, because I had a beer fridge next to my computer.
Yeah.
So like randomly, like if it was like snowing or something, or like random days, like, and I like craft beer, so I would have like these, you know, 16-ounce cans, and be like, all right, let's just start drinking during the day. And then at one point, I was like, I just had asked him. I was like, yo, how? I was like, I feel like I've been drinking a lot. Like I've been drinking like every Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Thursday.
Yeah.
Like every single time, right?
Not just a few beers. Like you're having drinking 10 beers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying that to him. I was like, I feel like I've been drinking a lot. He's like, yeah, dude, I drink a lot too. I was like, how often do you think you drink? And then he was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 times a week. I was like, what?
What?
I was like, so like a Wednesday when you're watching the Yankees, like how many beers do you have? He's like, I don't know, like 6, 7. I'm like, dude, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too much.
I'm like, that's not like one beer or anything. Yeah. Like that's a lot.
I got drunk pretty much every day.
So we agreed that we were just going to stop drinking for 30 days. And then he got 8 days in, thought he had a heart attack, then had a mental breakdown, and then he was.
So what happened? What were the symptoms?
So I quit all the stuff.
Okay.
And all the stuff that I was suppressing with like alcohol and drug use, I was like, oh man, that's not there. And I just started having these fucking panic attacks where like I felt like I was having a heart attack. My hands would start tingling. I feel like I was going to lose consciousness. Mm-hmm. I couldn't shower. I couldn't do it. I was afraid of everything.
Yeah.
And we were doing a show. And I just started crying in the middle of it.
Right.
I was talking to him. I'm looking at him across the thing, and he's on his phone, and he's like looking at something. And I think you were like texting your mom at the time. And then I can see that he's starting to lose it. And I'm just, and then I just like hit pause on the thing, and I was like, "Yo, what's going on?" He goes, "I can't." And I was like, "Oh my god!" And then that day ended with me standing on the sidewalk and Danny standing in the street and like basically yelling like, "Yo, I can't live like this," and like crying. And then at the end of it, he was just like, I'm going to win an award for this, dude. Because he was putting on some performance. It was like construction workers like, who's this gay guy?
They just started going,
it's like he's got so many feelings.
I literally cried into this carpet.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't this apartment, though.
No. It was the other apartment.
Yeah.
So then I was like, yo, like, and then everyone starts telling you, like, yo, you're fine.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with you.
And I'm like, yo, but there's something wrong with me. Because, so what happened was, this is a very funny story. I was thinking about killing myself, which is hilarious.
Hilarious.
And I was like, yo, I'm either going to jump off this terrace or I'm going to go to Lenox Hill Hospital and see if they could chain me to a radiator for a couple days.
Right.
So I did. Right. So I chose the latter.
Yeah.
So I get there and I'm like, yo, listen, and I made the mistake when they ask you, have you had thoughts about killing yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yeah.
No, but it was a good thing you did. You were honest.
Yeah, and then they were like, all right. Like, they just, like, called a couple people, like, tricked you, like, brought you to another room so, like, you can't run out. So they were like, all right, so give us all of your shit. And I was like, all my shit? And I was just like, yeah. They were like, we need your shoelaces. Do you have any shorts with the ties in it? They took all my shit, and then they left me in a room with a paranoid schizophrenic for 4 days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And you wanted to kill yourself.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then he kept like, asking
fuck,
me.
Fuck, I made the wrong choice.
He would yell in the middle of the night and saying shit. I was stealing his things.
Yeah.
So I didn't sleep for 4 days. Oh, good. So what happened, though, was that they set up, like, a good network for me. Yeah. I got out. I've been in therapy since. I've been clean. Mm-hmm. And I just learned coping mechanisms and way to deal with my shit.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of shit that I didn't address.
Yeah.
And I had to address it with, especially with the people that I didn't address it with.
Yeah.
And that shit is humbling as fuck.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just being like, hey, remember that whole period where I was just a fucking piece of shit?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
This is why, yeah.
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 But like, you know, having the physical symptoms, like I went to a hospital on a stretcher. And I was like, I'm dying. And they were like, dude, here's some like Ativan. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, all right. That's what drugs and alcohol. That's why
they
usually
do that.
A lot of people would do that to drown that out.
Yeah,
and because it's easier, it is easier. But
yeah, know. I had to stop all that shit because I was losing my
but
fucking.
If you're
thinking
to hurt yourself out there, tell people.
Yeah.
Tell someone. Get help.
Yeah.
There's no shame in getting help.
No, that's the hardest thing. Was that's that like Italian
social worker me? I couldn't leave that.
No, but that's no. It's true though because there is like that Italian bravado where it's like. Just bury it.
Yeah.
My father like buried shit for years, and now he's in therapy, and he's like the nicest guy ever. Yeah. My dad didn't tell me he loved me until he was like 27. Until I was like 27 years old.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
well, he doesn't love you.
That's what I'm saying. He just says it now.
What can you do?
You know, my
dad doctors told him you got to start saying it, or else you're going to lose your kid. He's like, all right, I'll say it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's contractually obligated to say he loves me now.
Exactly.
That's usually what it is.
Yeah, it's like if he wants to get some fucking
when you
cheese
do a
from
contract
the baseball
with
yard,
him, you go like, all right, I want this amount of money and 14 I love yous, and that's in my contract. Yeah, I want 5 hugs.
I need hugs.
Yeah. Well, he's got a few to make up. He's the year's running out. He's 12 behind. Let's just say
dude, I keep
14.
Looking at the sign, and in my head, it's making me laugh. I keep going. Santa Gato Studios. Santa Gato.
Oh, we didn't
Studios.
Light it up. Didn't light it up today. All right.
It's
so
like
this next
options.
Question.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This next question is. It's along the lines. It's very serious, like that. If you guys are all right with answering it, name 5 Kid Rock songs.
Bod with the Ba.
Okay. We got one.
Diggy Dang.
That's what.
I need to confirm.
Bog
with the bog, a diggy dang.
Oh, no, that's the same song.
The Nookie? I did it all for the Nookie.
That's Limp Bizkit.
Oh, shit.
No one's been able to do this, by the way.
I don't know. I don't know any Kid Rock. Kid Rock USA, or is that his bar?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't fucking
know. Kid Rock USA.
I don't know any Kid Rock songs.
Can we name, like, what's another guy like Kid Rock?
Detroit? Isn't he from Detroit?
Yeah. He probably definitely has a song named Detroit, so I'm going to count it.
He's got that one.
Bob with the bob, the bang, the bang. That's Kid Rock.
I'm junk the boogie.
We've established that.
That's the only song
I know. Is that
the
main one that we would know? Or is there another one that we might know?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Remember
they call me Kid Rock. They call me Kid Rock.
That's that same song.
You're just doing the whole verse.
No, but he had that other song, I Want to Be a Cowboy Baby.
I Want to Be a Cowboy Baby.
Sound band,
I thought that was Hootie who did that.
No.
That's not Hootie?
No.
Hootie probably has one of those.
Yeah. I got one eat the booty like groceries.
Yeah, I was so taken back when I found out Hootie was black for some reason. Yeah.
Really?
Why are you taken back?
Because
explain
you know,
it.
You
yeah,
know,
talk about it.
When you're a kid, do you remember when you were a kid and you honestly didn't really know what like artists look like?
Yeah.
You just heard their music?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I listen to so much rap music. And then I saw a picture of Hootie and the Blowfish and I was just like, yeah.
Oh, he's black. I want to
be with you.
I was like, that's a black man.
I thought the Beastie Boys were black when I was a kid.
See?
Yeah.
All right.
Next question here. We have
somebody one day, I hope, gets that Kid Rock question.
Yeah. What's something you have to do every day?
Like, and not like take a shit or piss or jerk off now.
I got to speak to Chrissy every day, once a day. It makes me happy.
That's good.
Speak
to
Chrissy every day.
I got to text with Chrissy at least once a day.
Okay.
And it makes me feel good.
So that's his answer. So I'm involved. No, but I'm involved in that one. So I guess that also counts as my one. But me, something I got to do every single day.
Are you still Googling James Harden without a shirt on?
No, not Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
I Googled Tom Hardy without a shirt on.
Back in the day.
I'm guilty.
Back in the day. Something I have to do every single day.
Antibiotics, you don't have to do that anymore.
I don't have to do that anymore.
That was for 14
days. I mean, my daughter, I speak to my daughter every day or see her, but that's like too easy.
Get yelled at by the situation?
Get yelled at by her mom.
That's something that happens every day.
The situation.
Yeah.
So you guys are on good terms.
Yeah. Oh, I got to take my omega 3 fish oil pill every single day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For good heart health and brain health.
And burp that shit up for the
burp
next
that
days.
Up.
Yeah.
The next question is what animal best describes you? We're not even going to ask that because we know
You know, it's hyenas.
Yeah.
It's hyenas.
Yeah.
That's
easy.
You
could
that's
ask
easy.
That one.
Yeah. We're going to go left to right, stage left to right. Rate yourself 1 to 10.
4.
I need decimals.
Elaborate. Yeah. No rookie scores.
I can't go 4?
No, you gotta
can go 4 if you'd
can
like.
Go four. Yeah. You can go flat 4 if you feel
it's
like.
It's a bullshit score, but go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
4.
Bullshit.
I'm stupid. I'm really stupid. I can't do math. I have to push the bill over to my girlfriend. My wife. See, I'm stupid. I'm calling her. She's my wife. I called my girlfriend. I got to push it over her so she can do tips.
We'll fix that part to keep you out of trouble.
Yeah, I'm fucking stupid. I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm a 4, and I'm like an almost handsome kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, I look like John Stamos if John Stamos had something bad with him.
Yeah, you look like,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, yeah. I look like a John Stamos' brother who got the other genes.
You look you look like John Stamos' business manager.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
also his brother.
You do got some Stamos in
I look like John Stamos' ugly brother.
I'm going to bump that up to a 6.
Yeah.
Because just because of Stamos.
I'll take a fucking 6. Thank you.
I mean, come on, you fucking sex rocket.
I'm going to say, I'm going to give myself a 7.5 because my favorite band is the 1975. Okay. And then I love that band, and I'm the only straight guy at the concerts. So that I would say I'm only going to give myself a 7.5 today at this because I feel like I'm coming into the best version of myself.
Eckhart Tolle.
This is good.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm staying in the present now as much as possible, reminding myself to stay in the present. I've accepted things as they are, not as I wish they were, which is the thing that George Washington was famous for doing, why he was a great leader, because he didn't, you know, he was just accept them as they are. Now you're wishing, you spend a lot of energy wishing. You got to do it as they are.
Now, if you ever have Andrew Schultz as a guest and you ask him what he rates himself, he's going to go 20, baby.
Yeah.
You said 1 to 10, I'm going to say 20.
It's what it is.
I tried to give you the future and you didn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in my prime.
Wait, so you think you go up or you're going to go down?
From today, I think that I'm trying to go up. I would say this, I'm happy at, if I never got any higher than a 7.5, I'd be very happy with that.
You're perfectly comfortable.
I'm perfectly comfortable just being...
Not content. Comfortable.
I'm comfortable with it.
Right.
I feel like being a 7.5 is good enough to give my daughter a good life.
Dude,
I just think about my kid now.
Yeah. Dude, chlamydia saved your fucking life.
Yeah. Even before
that Sam Adams with chlamydia. No,
listen, there's always a buildup. There's always a buildup of stuff that helps you change.
Sure.
Mine was a nervous breakdown. Yours was chlamydia.
Yes.
It's
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was feeling this way before that. I think chlamydia just like, you know.
Solidified.
It was a cherry on top.
It was a cherry on top.
It was the bacteria on top.
It was the bacteria. Yeah. It was a drip on top.
It was a drip on top. Have a little chlamydia chowder and you're good to go.
Exactly. What game show do you think you guys would be best on?
The Newlyweds.
Yeah. 90 Day Fiancé.
Do you guys?
I fucking love that show.
I've never seen an episode.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really 90 days and then you marry them? Do you have to marry them or what's the deal?
I don't know. We're going on it though.
Yeah, we're going on
it. No, I actually, what game show? I mean, Jeopardy, no. Maybe, you know what? I would say Wheel of Fortune because we're a couple of kids that spin the wheel.
Yeah,
we like to spin the wheel. That's how I got chlamydia. I'm spinning the wheel.
Yeah.
I'm good at spinning the wheel. Wheel
Russian
of Fortune.
Roulette.
Yeah.
He spins the wheel with everything. Whatever comes out of his mouth, it's a wheel spin.
It's a wheel spin.
Is it going to be true? Is it going to be a lie?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. I could go on a podcast right after this and just give completely different me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part about being
a sociopath.
A sociopath.
Yeah.
Is that we can just be people that we just made up that day.
Well, that's like people get all bent out of shape, like even with stand-up or stuff. Like, is what you're saying true? Who cares? Why don't you just, for an hour, just be present in the moment and just enjoy the entertainment.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah. That's why it's like, listen, have fun.
Just stop worrying about everything.
Yeah. Take a little time off.
Yeah. Take a little time for you. For
being a little tight booty boy.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite feature about yourself?
My eyes are too close together.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are touching.
He's got two eyes are too close.
Yeah, I look like a cyclops.
I mean, almost.
Yeah, you want to see him without the glasses? Because these frame them and separate them.
Oh, let's see it.
But look.
Okay, put them back on.
Yeah.
Put the glasses back on.
I got one eye, guy. It's the third eye.
Yeah. He's human ayahuasca.
Yeah. I'm
one third eye's open.
My nickname is One Eye Guy.
Yes, yeah, his nickname's Yanni Ayahuasca because he's got a third eye.
Yeah, that's it. And I got no butt.
Yeah, it's got no butt. My nipples. I have
nipple.
I have an off-center nipple. One of my nipples looks like an anteater. That's why I wear.
Wait, it comes out.
It comes out. I wear sweaters like that. That were, you know, because hide the nipple fat.
Have you ever pinched your nipples before a photo?
No, I never thought to do that.
I do that sometimes because I don't want to have soft nips and pics.
Yeah. I got salami, like kind of just like pinkish off-centered nipples. That by far is my my chesticles in general are the worst part about me.
Would you do like shirtless modeling though?
I don't think I can physically. Like
no one would want you.
Yeah. It's always like a casting director described me perfectly once. He said you have leading man face, best friend body.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what makes you so funny. It's like you had a Division I jump shot
in a Division III body. Yeah. It's just this. I have these gifts that just kind of aren't right there.
Because Chrissy breaks even.
Because if I was a leading man face with a leading man body in Division I jump shot in Division I body, I wouldn't be funny. I would have a career in something else.
Well, that's another thing too. It's like, yo, how many comedians are just like complete smoke shows, like dudes?
Not many. You got to have something off, yes. Or else you're not going to be funny. Because if you're just going to be a smoke show dude, then you'll just be an actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I go.
Yeah.
All right, last question.
Yeah.
Are you happy today?
I'm very happy today.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun.
This is a real question. Like we actually mean this one.
Yeah. Today I'm happy. Just bought a house yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Very cool. One day I will. Hopefully
what's the address?
I want you guys to come over now.
Yeah.
It's got a nice little crib.
I saw you said, what's the shoe off? Shoe off. I'm going shoe off.
Shoe off.
I'm going Japanese on my house.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Nobody's
wearing
shoes.
You have to establish that from the jump.
I know.
Because you're going to have some fucking shoe wearing freaks in there.
Especially in the winter, people walking in just putting fucking mud everywhere.
I know.
Get your sockies on.
Do you have a mud room?
I don't know what we got yet. We could make.
Do you have a room for me?
Yep.
Yeah,
I got a room for the basement. We're gonna fucking 2020. We're gonna turn my house into a studio.
That's what it is.
Yes, we're gonna do.
You need a guestie studio for your bestie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. You do.
So that's today. I'm happy. Today.
And you're happy as well.
I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy.
Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle. No. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy because I feel like I had like a scare, a real scare, and it's on the other side now. So I feel like I was just like given some clarity. And with really not that many scars, and I just feel extremely lucky.
And it's a small, but it's like another little lease on life. You got out
clean. A little lease on life, and also I'm happy because I'm in the present. I'm just trying to stay in the present. And I really don't have, I'm very happy with my present. I got a daughter that I love, a career that I love. I don't need to add anything else.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're just blessed. I mean, look at what we're doing. We're just having, this is our job. We have a.
Yeah.
If you take a step back and try to give yourself perspective every day, it helps.
Yes.
Be like, hey, man.
You have to. Everybody should do that at least once.
My grandfather had to work like 28 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that was his life. Oh, he's a Greek kid, obviously owned a diner. And like
Greek people have a great way
I'm
of making more hours
in
the day.
3 minutes. And this was my job. Are you kidding me?
You know why I'm happy too? Because I identify like as Chris. I identify just as me. My job is not a part of me. Me being a father is not a part of me. It's like all these things. I mean, I love being a dad, but it's like I'm just happy because I'm me. It's like so. If you took everything away from me, it's like you had people in Japan for a long time, like you would have your job for life. And then they started to, as you know, democracy started to creep in there, they started to fire people like how it is now. Japanese men were killing themselves left and right
because
they identified only as their job. And then you take their job away, or it's like, you know, my mom worked for 30 years and then she loses her job. She's like, what am I supposed to do? Or when people retire, it's like, with this career, you don't have that because I'm me every single day.
Yeah.
So everything I do as a dad, as a comedian, it's all always me. So I'm not identifying with anything but me, so it's cool.
You know, I never thought about it like that because I feel like I've been on both sides where I worked jobs where, you know, you do become part of that. It's like, oh, you're the cashier. You know, you're not who you are the cashier for that time that you're in there.
That's a great point.
A lot of people do that too. Like if you've never worked in the service industry, like you walk into a place and it's like sometimes people treat waiters or, you know, chefs or whoever
I hate that
as like, oh, they're a chef. This is their job. It's like, no, that's a dude.
It's a human being.
That's a person. You know what I mean? So that is an interesting perspective. I never thought about it.
And I also
get chlamydia. Yeah. You'll be clear.
You think you're clear now?
This has been a great sponsor for chlamydia. This episode.
Absolutely.
But that's a
great sponsor.
I always think about that too. It's like, because you want to know, we don't really think about it because like we're in the hustle and bustle, like trying to like make content and put shit out. Mm-hmm. But it's really nice when like someone will send you like a genuine comment and just be like, dude, you're great.
Hell yeah.
And you've like saved my life. And I'm dude, I'm just some fucking fat dude from Westchester.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it really shows that like, you know.
Yeah.
We got into this for a reason and we're doing it the right way. And it's just a great feeling to know, like, you know what? I was right about something.
Yeah. Because that's the true currency. You know, that's the thing that lives on after you is the energy you put out. It goes in other people, goes into their kids, goes in your kids. Because all the other shit, we're all going down.
Because like Chris said, it's like, down. Like you can't take money with
you. I'm not taking any of this shit with you.
My goal in life is that when I go and people come to my funeral, they go, you know what? That was a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
That's it.
That's all I want.
And it's not that hard to get. And I feel like people complicate like everything in their life, like, you know, worrying about this and that. But it's like at the end of the day, I think that's what everyone wants when you really ask them. Yeah. And it's like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, he had his stuff. But
don't,
you know,
don't be a piece of shit.
He was a good guy.
A piece of shit. It's very easy.
Or you could be a piece of shit, but, you know, get back on the right track.
Yeah.
Before you go.
Yeah. Or if you're a piece of shit, don't pretend like you're not a piece of shit. Because those are the real pieces of shit to me.
Yeah.
I respect pieces of shit.
Yes.
If you're upfront about being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't like the people who pretend like they're not and then they are. Because that's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other ones I just kind of respect. I'm going you know what?
It's really true.
I respect, you know, you're an asshole and you say you're an asshole and you're upfront about it. And I respect that.
Yeah.
I don't like when you're pretending this is something that it's not.
Yeah.
Because that's what cowards do. That's what cowards do.
Yeah.
Be who you are out front.
Absolutely.
If you're gonna fuck me. You know?
Yeah.
Sure. Don't pretend not to fuck me.
I'll fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. A grinder at Christie Comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure. Also, guys, it was fantastic having them on.
Yes.
Where can we find you?
Yeah.
No, because he usually does the outro, so I didn't want to get slapped. You know?
He's Italian kid. He's going to discipline you.
Yeah. What do you guys got going on?
When we leave, he's going to fucking smack
me. You can check out all my dates, chrisdcomedy.com. I got... What? Is that no good? ChrisdComedy.com.
No, because I don't know why I looked at you.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of stand-up dates coming up.
Discipline you.
I don't know when this episode's coming out, but I'm in Denver, Atlantic City, fucking Portland, all these Newark, New Jersey. Theater gigs, so I need the tickets to come. ChrisdComedy.com.
YannisPappasComedy.com, New York City, Gotham Comedy Club, February 21st and 2nd, and then Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, the following weekend, February 28th and 29th, and listen to our podcast, History Hyenas.
And check out our website for that, HistoryHyenas.com. We got a bunch of fun stuff up there, and we got Patreon.com/Bay Ridge Boys if you want to be part of the matriarchy and get your pseudo-penis wet.
Yeah, and also check out Eckhart Tolle. He'll help you find your third eye.
He'll help you get your third eye, and you can look like Giannis.
Yeah.
And get tested. I think that's the moral of this week's episode.
Get tested, because if you do have chlamydia, then get ready for a new life.
That's what it is. That's what I'm telling you. Get tested. Don't worry. Yeah, it's a new beginning. Yeah.
People, after listening to this episode, people are going to get chlamydia and be like, thank God.
Yeah.
I needed this.
Yeah.
Now I see the light.
Tweet your results, hashtag Chrissy Chlamydia.
There you go.
There will be comments in the YouTube like, you know, like, I never really thought about it, but, like, Chris really opened my eyes about chlamydia, and I'm actually going to take his advice and, like, and
go move get forward.
Or you're going to just start having people go too far, and they're going to just be, I want to be open. I have full-blown AIDS, and I've had it for years.
And now I am a monk.
The comments on the episode are going to go with, like, that to, like, you guys were talking about the queen again. And then other guys going, like, I thought this was a fucking home improvement podcast.
Wait, go back to the glue.
You can have a real rage,
groundwork.
A real rage of comments that runs the gamut.
Fuck, that is funny. All right, cool. Guys, thank you for coming on. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you guys next time.